In this week's episode, we'll answer more listener questions about soft skills and how they fit into specific work situations. All that and more coming up in a few seconds.
Welcome to Serious Soft Skills, where we help you unleash the power of soft skills. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tobin Porterfield and Bob Graham. Take it away, guys.
Welcome to Serious Soft Skills, episode 35. If you're new or returning, welcome. Just to set the stage, my name is Bob Graham, and with me, as always, is Dr. Tobin Porterfield. We're educators and researchers focusing our attention on soft skills and how they fit into the workplace and people's careers. We've seen their value in our own careers and those around us. We write books, conduct academic research, and are working through vehicles like this podcast to help people better understand soft skills in their life and in their work. This week, we're going to take more listeners' questions. So let's get started, Toby. What do you say?
Oh, that sounds great. It's always good to share with other folks what some of the other listeners are asking. So let's dive in.
Okay. Our first question comes from Miguel, who says he found our podcast and has been listening each week. He says, there isn't much out there about what you're talking about. Why not? Toby, you want to take that one?
Sure. I think that's part of what motivated us. I believe that there, when you look across the business literature and the books that are coming out, we're seeing threads of what you and I would describe as soft skills. We see them in Stephen Covey's work. We see them in similar books in Blink and so forth that are getting a lot of attention. But probably what's different with our perspective is that we see soft skills as being the primary point, not the auxiliary point. And so we really bring them together and look at them as a portfolio rather than just touching here and there on one or two.
And Toby, we also believe, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm sure you'll agree with me, that it's not exclusively soft skills that lead to success or technical skills. It's the blending of the two. When you put them together, that gives you the real power that makes you succeed in the workplace in ways that you can't otherwise. Would you agree?
Yes, I think that's a key aspect of how we look at it is certainly we value the soft skills, but we recognize that you need the expertise in your area, whatever that is, whether that's sales or computer programming or whatever that might be. And I think about our own faculty now that we're working in university settings. I look at that faculty and say, yeah, you need to be experts in your subject area. You need to be able to share that knowledge in the classroom, and then those soft skills really allow you to bring it to life.
And Toby, you can apply it to other situations too. My wife and I were at a restaurant over the weekend, and at the table next to us, there was the obnoxious customer, and the waitress was having a difficult time with the customer, and the customer had been consuming some beverages. Things were not going real well. And the waitress went and got another person to come out. And this male waiter came and he had a completely different approach to the situation. Instead of being very defensive, he almost made it fun for them. And they started to give him a hard time and he laughed along with them and he started giving it back. And before you know it, what was a really difficult situation a few minutes earlier had become diffused and everyone was having fun. And after the group left, I asked the waiter, I hope they tipped you. He said, they gave me one of my biggest tips I've ever got. So there's a case where having the right soft skills, not just being able to get the food order correct and get it to the table, but also knowing how to interact with the people along the way is really critical to success.
Yeah, I think that brings out a great illustration because as an organization, often when we're hiring, it's a little easier to drill in on those hard skills, those technical skills of, you know, are you able to, you know, keep track of details? Can you write down the menu items? Can you recite the specials for the day? Can you key in the order into our point of sale system? Can you carry X amount and balance it on a tray? But oftentimes what makes the difference, though, in success is the ability to listen, the ability to communicate. I think we talk about empathy and being able to connect with that other person, that emotional intelligence aspect. So there's so much to it. And again, I go back to my portfolio because there's so many soft skills and that we need to maybe draw on a subset of those in any given situation. And then we might turn around and walk into another situation and possibly draw on a different subset.
And I think, Toby, that's what makes it really hard for people is it's a moving target, and no one likes a moving target. And the more you start to think about how much that target moves, the more frustrating it can be, because you could do everything right today in this setting, and tomorrow in the same exact circumstance, it could be completely wrong. And I think that makes it really challenging for us to feel like we can succeed with soft skills, but more importantly, that we can grow in them. And I think that's one of the things when we talked about in one of the earlier episodes, self-reflection, you get to that point where the only way to really see growth is to really look at situations and say, did I do the best I could, or what would I do differently? Or even better, have a mentor that helps you with that. And we see this again and again, because if you just go through the day and do things without thinking about them, and tomorrow do things without thinking about them, you're going to be doing the same things over and over and over. And the results might be different, good or bad, but you won't know why or why not.
Yeah, that self-reflection. Wow, that I think that turned out to be one of our most popular podcasts. And we put together some additional resources on that, a little guide for starting to do self-reflection on your own. And I think we're getting a good many downloads of that as well.
We are, in fact, Toby, you are correct. That's one of our more popular ones, and I think it only stands to reason because it's really hard to think about self-reflection. I think we mapped it out pretty well for people. We talked about some ways we do it and the ways they can do it. So why don't we do this, Toby? How about if we take a short break right now? And we're going to do it a little differently this week. The last couple weeks, we've been using a recording that I did, and it sounds like I was in a phone booth when I did it, but today I'm going to do it live on the air. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds great, Bob. Go with the advertising.
Okay, here we go. This will be quick and painless. Hey, Toby, you know, a friend of ours that I was hitting golf balls with the other day was talking to me about our book, The 55 Soft Skills That Guide Employee and Organizational Success. He described it as a dictionary of soft skills. He also admitted he had only read the first three pages. I love that description, though, for a couple of reasons. First, it makes it important, which is what soft skills are. They are really important. Second, it makes the book more lasting, which soft skills are, and what we're trying to do is lasting. And third, it makes the book the kind of book that you want to put on your bookshelf and return to again and again. And Toby, you know and I know, we wrote The 55 Soft Skills That Guide Employee and Organizational Success with just that purpose in mind. So you can get your ebook at no charge. That's right. You can get the 55 soft skills that guide employee and organizational success at no charge by using the coupon code 6 weeks. That's right. 6 weeks, all one word. You can use the number or you can spell it out, S-I-X. Either way, just visit seriousoftskills.com and you can do that. Just go find the book, download the ebook, no charge when you use the coupon code on checkout. But hurry, because we won't be offering it free for long. Okay, I've got a question from Rachel, who asked, and I'm going to quote her. I've been listening, and I decided to count how many times one of your soft skills, she chose adapting to change, came up in my job in a week. Guess how many times, guys? Now, I will tell you, Toby, before you guess, Rachel didn't answer her own question, but I reached out to her by email, and I got the response. So how many times do you think she had to adapt to change in 1 week? I also don't know what her job is, but I'm not sure it matters.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that too. I think, and you know, some organizations, all organizations are facing change, but some are just really getting pounded, and it almost causes, and I know a couple of the local or regional employers we've been dealing with, it's just the level of change is incredible. I'm thinking 20, 25 times.
Keep going.
Let's see. I'm just trying to think where Rachel might work. Okay, 50 times.
It's 72, Toby, and she admitted to me that the number might actually be higher. And I think that's probably true because I did the exercise today since I got up because I knew we were going to do the podcast. I've been tracking how many times I had to adapt to change today, Right now it's 3:43 in the afternoon. I started doing some work around 6:30 this morning, and I've had an action-packed day. And I can tell you, I'm up to probably 50 so far today, and I've got another 3-4 hours going. Have you thought about that at all, Toby, ever, how many times you adapt to change in a day or in an hour?
Okay, that's a good point. You know, when we first started out, I was thinking Rachel actually, you know, heard the term. I think that's the challenge with soft skills is that we encounter them so much, but they aren't often identified for what they really are, and they aren't called by name. And so when you first shared Rachel's question, I was thinking, you know, I don't know how many times I've heard people, you know, in a meeting say, "Oh, we need to adapt, we need to do this," but you're right. The what we hear isn't that, but the actual driver is we need to be adapting to change. So yeah, in that perspective, and I think you mentioned earlier about the dictionary of soft skills, I think that really hits it, because we wanted to really name these things. We wanted to be able to name them and so people could put their finger on it and realize, hold it, that's why I'm struggling, is because I wasn't ready to deal with that soft skill. I was thinking somewhere else. So I think back to that that old story about Eskimos, that they have so many different words for snow, but having all of those words gives you some very descriptive ways of identifying what's going on. And I think that's what we're doing with soft skills, is really saying, hey, there's real terms, there's real definitions. It's not just this general term, it's something real. So for Rachel, wow, that's a lot of change, and I'm not sure that I'm ready for that.
Well, but you probably are, Toby, and let me just give you some of the highlights of adapting to change I've done today. When I got up, my computer that was working perfectly fine last night, the internet was not working in my home, so I had to adapt to change, which was reconfiguring the computer system, you know, resetting it, waiting for it, and then reconnecting. I went to my usual gas station, and they were out for some reason of unleaded fuel. The delivery was due in the next hour, so I had to go to a different gas station. And I got to my office, and something that I thought someone else would be doing, because they said Friday they would do it, did not get done. So that person is out sick today, and I had to do it. And those are, I think when we talk about adapting to change, we think of those big changes, like, you know, we're going to shift the tack of the ship of our company in a new direction, or our team's going to focus no longer on customer service as much, but on being super efficient. Those big ticket changes we tend to identify as change, but we have a lot of adapting to change just minute to minute, day to day in our work lives.
So true. Yeah, and I guess what's also changing, and we highlight that in the front of some of our materials about people asking, well, why soft skills? Why now? We're dealing with a whole different environment when we have such a global economy, where changes in other parts of the world have a direct impact on what we're doing, where in prior generations, that was really compartmentalized, and we would read about things that were happening in other places, sometimes days and weeks later. And now those changes, those events are occurring, and they're real time for us. We know about them immediately, and the impact to our business can be almost immediate. So, we're certainly living in an era where adapting to changes, you know, is really the routine.
I think it's not just the routine; it's just expected. We have no choice. You can't sit in a room without interacting with other people and other businesses and be successful. So that's going to mean change, because being successful now means making changes. You can't do the same thing for 20, 30, or 50 years, or else you're going to be like Woolworths or Radio Shack or what's the other one I'm trying to think? Who did the Kodak, right? You know, we have these great examples of companies that have just not done really well because they never changed. So, Toby, anything else to say on Rachel's question?
No, but interestingly, I'm just thinking about that leading change management and what an important role that is today. Certainly in the past, we've looked at that for leadership, and that change management is a something that companies strive for these days, and being able to intentionally manage change. But it's really something for everyone now. You got to be responsive and flexible all the time. And if I recall correctly, that's number 30 in our list of 55 soft skills.
I cannot even imagine how you know that number or can put a number to it, but sure, Toby, I'll go with that. If you have memorized the 55, then I think it's probably time for me to change them up and add a couple more to the mix. But we won't be doing that today. Why don't we close things up for now, Toby, because I was talking to another person who indicated to me that there's a woman named Josie out there who listens to our podcast frequently, and she loves them because it fits the time it takes for her to walk her dog. So I wanted to be real cognizant of that because I don't want her dog to be overstretched in how far it has to walk. And so I want to say a shout out to Josie, and if your dog's listening, woof, woof. And with that, Toby, remember we can get our ebook with that coupon code that we gave during our live ad break. And next week, we're going to discuss another one of the 55 soft skills. Tune in to learn which one. Until then, thanks for listening. Good day. And of course, as always, Toby, good soft skills.
You've been listening to Serious Soft Skills with your hosts, Dr. Tobin Porterfield and Bob Graham. If you like what you hear, then take a moment to review us on iTunes. Looking for more insights on soft skills? Then check out our website, SeriousSoftSkills.com, for blog posts, newsletters, and other resources. And look for a new episode of Serious Soft Skills every Wednesday.